here's a story from The World.
Throughout the pandemic, buses, trains, and trams have kept moving in cities around the world. From New York...
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
...to Mexico City...
Próxima estación, Tacuba.
...to Shanghai. Sounds normal, but sometimes those trains were running close to empty. That's a problem that transportation consultant Jeanette Sadikan works on with mayors around the globe. The World's Carol Hills talked with Sadikan about how public transit has weathered the pandemic.
Jeanette, you've worked with mayors in Milan, Mexico City, Detroit, and other places. How has the pandemic affected ridership?
Well, we've seen ridership down probably to the lowest levels in our lifetime. You see Paris ridership is down 30%, London is down 46%, Delhi's down by a third. But, you know, the buses never stopped and the trains never stopped rolling because cities and people never stopped moving. And I think what this pandemic has showed us is that not everybody in cities takes public transport, but everyone is dependent on those who do.
But how safe is it to get on a train or bus right now?
Well, there was a lot of fear early in the pandemic that public transport was a super spreader. I wrote an article in The Atlantic looking at studies of infection clusters in Paris and Austria. And in hundreds of examples, there was no connection found between public transport and any COVID clusters. And subsequent studies found no connections in American cities.
Improving public transportation is a key way to lower carbon emissions. Is this downturn likely to have a lasting effect on climate change?
I think this would be a colossal failure of imagination if success is seen as restoring cities to 100% traffic. And there is a straight line between transportation and climate change. And, you know, when you think about it, there's 1.4 billion cars in the world, you know, and every square inch of pavement, of bridge, of embankment, you know, carries an eternity of costs that you have with building and maintaining and upkeeping that infrastructure. And every square inch that we build for cars just reinforces that use for the next generation, trapping heat and inducing more traffic and creating more pollution. And we can bring back Paris and Tokyo and London and Delhi without bringing back all the inequities.
How do you do it, though, given that, at least in my experience in cities, it takes forever for a new subway line or a new light rail line to be voted on and accepted? It just seems like a big ship to turn around.
Right now, we really have to prepare and defend against the possibility of a car-based recovery. I think that's going to bring cities to a grinding halt. Investing in transit isn't just feel good or good moral action. It's good economics. Active, sustainable transportation is already the long-term plan for many cities. Mayor Kahn's strategy in London was to convert 80% of trips to sustainable modes. But like so many plans right now, his 2040 plan has become his 2020 plan. And I think to put a finer point on it, what we do on our streets has a direct impact on the climate and on the opportunities and livelihood of billions of people.
Are you back on the subway again?
I'm back on the subway again.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Carol.
Jeanette Sadikan is a former New York City transportation commissioner. She now consults mayors around the world on transportation systems. She was speaking with The World's Carol Hills.